So what I'll do now is I'll give you an overview of the current state of the department and also the future. Okay, so So we have a new vision for computer science given the challenges that are happening throughout the world these days. Oops. Somebody didn't update this computer. Okay, so let's talk about the current state. We have 41 tenured faculty, 8 teaching faculty, research and visiting professors. We cover 3 main areas and a lot of sub areas within, like computer and network systems, intelligence systems and data science, theory of computing. We have 9,000 plus students in computer science classes, which is a record. Last year graduated 242 majors, but this year 947, basically 3 times more at least in computer science. So you can see there's a lot of desire for computer science. And Jim Kouros from NSF will allude, give you more details on this, why this is happening. And of course, it happens more and more in better departments in CS. And of course, we have alumni. I don't separate us from the alums because they're also part of us. So we have many top performers in industry and academia, as you're going to witness today. Now, the department has many collaborations already with other departments and centers throughout SAS and Rutgers University, like mathematics, psychology, arts, medicine, life sciences, business school, and SCI, and we are proud of this. There are new CS areas that are emerging, like intelligent systems, data science, smart cities, digital humanities, computational arts, HCI, etc., and we are getting ready for those. Our ranking has recently improved by 6 points in the world US News and World Report, and we're better than schools like UPenn and Johns Hopkins. So, and we want to continue this trend, okay? And we're going to improve by hiring people in exciting new research areas, augmenting our courses, and creating new educational programs, and of course, much more engagement with industry and our alumni. Now, we did hire 7 innovative new faculty, which span a lot of areas, ranging from machine learning to robotics to algorithms for robotics and swarms to smart cities to computational neuroscience. And Gerald DeMello is coming, who's into a new area we never had in data mining and machine learning for natural language processing, which is becoming very, very prominent these days. We do care, and thanks to Rebecca and our dean, we have a computer science living and learning community for women. We still in computer science, as you know, women are underrepresented and the minorities, and we're trying to make a lot of effort to engage and recruit more women and minorities. So we've started this learning community that aims to support women computer science and increase the numbers in their field. The Center for Discrete Mathematics, DIMAX, the Douglas Project for Rutgers Women in Math, Science and Engineering at Douglas and Residential College, and the School of Arts and Sciences have put together their efforts, and they got some funding to enable this. So basically, increasing gender diversity in computer science is a goal. And Rebecca is the spokeswoman for this effort. We have the CAVE, where basically students can go into this collaborative, academic, and versatile environment, which is more than just a hangout, but what they learn how to deal with computers, basically hands-on experience with a lot of computing and not just theory, because you need both in this complex world. So, and you see here also some comments from students who they love this experience. We also have hackathons. We participate in hackathons. Lars, Thomas Mielinski are helping in this effort. We have women in computer science group. We have hacker space, etc. So we're trying to engage students now with laboratories, especially the undergrads, so they can experience more and more what's modern computer science. Now, what's new? Okay, what's happening in computer science? If I want to summarize, computer science serves now to connect and impacts all branches of science, arts, and engineering. It's not anymore the single department, isolated from the rest. CS is not just an enabler of research in other science. We're not basically technicians to other science, but we see ourselves are doing collaborative research so that both computer science and the other science advance research and address problems that could not be addressed previously. So we are basically after modern problems and complex problems and develop this new and emerging type of research. Of course, in order to do this, we need increased industrial collaboration interactions, and we need novel and continuing CS and multidisciplinary education programs. Not anymore just CS, but CS, what we call computational X, CS and another science. And you see here, of course, what it impacts, everything. Okay, from industry to all sorts of departments here in SAS to the rest of the university. So, in order to do that, what do we have, right? We have four great centers which are perfectly equipped to address these challenges. We have CBM, the Center for Computational Biomedicine, Imaging and Modeling, which does big data and intelligent systems type of research. The CDDA, which is the Center for Dynamic Data Analytics. It was influenced by Dr. Darima's pioneering efforts that you're going to talk about, we're going to talk about later. The RDI2 was the Discovery Informatics Institute, who creates a lot of infrastructure for high-performance computing and data mining applications. And DIMAX, of course, the Center for Discrete Mathematics and Theoretical Computer Science. And we're going to add more centers as things progress. Now, another thing that we've done is through Doug Motto and Rich Martin, they've done the video wall, which is basically an effort to develop classroom technology with long reach. So it's a Rutgers technology that allows you to communicate across classrooms at a distance. And we're very proud of this. So as I said, gone are the days of the isolated CS department. Computer science is what connects us now all, everything. All our lives, all aspects of life, as you can see here. And of course, we want to address these challenges through new initiatives that will result in innovation, creativity, and impact. That's why the cover of this brochure we gave you has these three words. Okay, so how do we do that? What do we want to? We want to create a modern department that's a leader in research, education, and industrial impact. You have to have all these three components if you want to be a leader. We see CS as a complex ecosystem, not the department, that impacts the university and industry. We want to create, of course, the leaders of tomorrow in industry and academia. Our students, after all, is the mission. Okay? We're not talking about us, we're talking about the students here and what we're going to do for the students. We'd like to create new relationships with industry to improve education and conduct new research, and we're doing this actively. We're going to enable incubation of new companies in New Jersey, a top department in CS. You know of Stanford, MIT, they thrive in incubations. Okay, and New Jersey is a prime area for this, especially because New York now is becoming the new Silicon Valley. And of course, we want to involve all of you. We need you all, and we see all of you as a family, alumni and the students and the faculty. So how are we gonna achieve these goals, right? So thanks to our dean and his support of computer science, we're gonna be hiring 15 new faculty in vital areas such as intelligent systems, data science, AI, human-computer interaction, large-scale modeling and visualization, computer network system and security, to name a few. We're after creating new courses and programs, investing in the new master's program and enhancing our partnership in industry. We just started a master's program in data science, jointly with statistics, and probably we're going to expand to other areas with business school and other disciplines. So a key focus will be collaborative programs with our departments and the School of Arts and Sciences across Rutgers. We're very fortunate to have the School of Arts and Sciences because there's so many other departments that are influenced by computer science, and computer science will be benefit from being in SAS. And is going to gear basically the educational and the research environment towards innovation, again, creativity, and impact. Now, I would like to end by, I have to give special thanks to those chairs of the past that are still here. Kas Kolikowski, who was many years ago a pioneer in bioinformatics and helped hire a lot of great faculty. Tomasz Mieliński, who was like 15 years ago chair, and thanks to him I'm here. And Eric Allender, who was after him chair and also did a great job. I mean, chairs are enabling the faculty and the students to achieve their goals. I would like to thank, of course, all of the faculty, because without them, this department wouldn't exist. It's not the chairs who make the department, right? The chairs enable the department, but the faculty own the department and make the department excellent. And of course, I would like to thank all our staff, because this event would not have happened without them. And finally, basically last but not least, is our deans, because without their support, it wouldn't have happened. Our executive dean, Peter March, and the dean of mathematical and physical sciences, Ron Ransom. So thank you very much. We have a very exciting program. And I would like to introduce now the speakers. How we selected the speakers, they come from academia, industry, and of course government, but all of them have believe in big data, because this is the era of big data and education, and a lot of them are pioneers in data science, which is one of the major data science and systems and distributed systems, which is at the mainstay now where computer science is growing. You know about smart cities, etc. So I'm going to start with Professor Kouros,